The county council approved transferring 7 acres, which is called the Liberty Peak Open Space. The Liberty Peak Apartments are the affordable component in the Boyer Tech Center. Will Pratt from the Recreation District said while the Tech Center has an obligation to create trails, it looks like those will not be coming soon. So instead, they elected a trail link that could run from the area near the Tanner Outlet Mall to the Highway 224 underpass that crosses to New Park.
Now, there are trails included at the Tech Center, and now that the new underpass is in near Whole Foods, instead of waiting for the Tech Center to build out and to get the trails through there, we had proposed a different trail that would be out through the open space, more a paved trail connection between that underpass and the outlet mall area and the Liberty Peaks area that's in place now.
Pratt said they talked to Cowboy Partners, the firm that has developed the affordable housing and which owns the open space.
And in talking with Cowboy Properties about that, they suggested that we just take title to that parcel. And so they said, you know, it's open space, it's trails are already allowed there, trailheads are allowed uses, so would you guys be interested in just taking this parcel and then you can do what you want with it?
Pratt said the trail could be done by this fall or next spring. Second item, which was deferred, is some 325 acres at the top of Summit Park. It's owned by the Utah Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Lands, which is proposing to transfer the title to the Recreation District while the state holds a conservation easement. However, council members, especially Chris Robinson, asked why the county has to be a party to the proposed Memorandum of Understanding. As Councilmember Roger Armstrong noted, they also wondered if the county is impacted because there's a small landlocked parcel in the middle of the property. The owner of that parcel can only access it by a small easement that's only as wide as a double-track trail.
The concern is if that person were to develop that parcel, that double-track would have to be expanded in order to allow traffic in and out. And the question is, how many units are planned on that property? If it's 2 or 3 units, then arguably it would be essentially a driveway. It's not particularly long. It could function essentially as a driveway, and I think the easement that's there is about 30 feet wide. If there were more than that number of units on that property, then it would have to be a road, and the 30-foot easement probably doesn't satisfy that. So Chris wanted more information as to what the development plans are, if any, just more information about how that property may be used so that we can figure out what that road ultimately may become and what the county's responsibilities will be.
Armstrong said they need to know if there are development plans for the parcel and what the county's obligations are if it should need a road.
If the county decides to make it a county road, then that triggers certain obligations under the Memorandum of Understanding with the Forest Service. You know, I'm not sure that that would kill the deal. Getting 325 acres of open space adjacent to Toll Canyon may still be worth it, but the county would have to maintain that as a county road and put in some crash gates and do a few other things that, you know, just add to the county's obligations. So we want to be careful about that.
County Council Member Roger Armstrong. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.